It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We're here live at Greenville High School. This is Jeff Vaughn along with Reese Rogers tonight here doing the broadcast from Greenville High School in the JV contest. The Indians fell tonight, by a score of about 10 points, I believe.
11, yeah.
It was 47-37, so Indians fall to 0-2 tonight. The varsity comes into this matchup 1-0, and I know Greenville's 0-1. But anytime you go out on the road, Reese, you got to be ready to play.
Yeah, for sure. But even with this team, you talked about him having a – just because he was at Greenville, I bet he has a little nerves. And this is probably one of the bigger games he wants, so –
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's coming back home where he was head coach last. And it's not going to be an easy task. I know Greenville lost last night, scored 70-some points. They gave up 90. But, they like to get out and run a gun and made 10-3. So, this isn't going to be an easy test. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll be back with Coach Bayshore's comments.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
With Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Coach, coming back to a little familiar territory here in Greenville, what can you tell us about the Wave?
We saw some film on them from last night. They hit 10 threes last night. I don't know if that's really their strong suit or not. They're more of a dribble drive kind of offense, so they'll jack them up. But those kids, they play so hard. I mean, they were down 30 at one point last night and cut it to 6. They really get after you a little bit defensively, and they got some good guards. The Marcus Wood kid is a sophomore, can really get going off the dribble. And Mills and Walker are two pretty solid basketball players themselves. They can shoot it or get to the basket with it. Mills has been in the program for a long time as a senior. He's kind of their leader offensively a little bit. So, they go small a lot, and they get after you, and they just play hard, and they make up for what they lack in size with heart.
Well, you got to be happy last night. You got a victory against St. Mary's. Wasn't the prettiest thing at time, but, I mean, what were your thoughts after last night's game?
Everybody contributed, so that was a good thing. You know, we were missing a couple kids and had kids in foul trouble, and to come away with a victory, that shows that everybody's paid attention and ready to go when they get in the game. I always tell the kids, that matter, as long as you win by one, that's all that matters at the end of the day. And we'll take it. It was a good start for us. We've got a lot of things to work on, but it's better to learn from a victory than learn from a loss.
Well, I agree. And coming in here tonight, what do you think the key is for us to get out of here with a victory?
Well, I think we've got to be able to match their intensity, and we've got to be able defensively to, they put up 75 points last night. We've got to be able to contain them from getting to the basket and kicking out for wide open threes. We've got to contest every shot and make sure they only get one look. And then offensively, I mean, we got to take the ball to the basket. They gave up 90 last night. So, I think we need to crash the boards a little bit and not settle for the outside shot. Look to get the ball inside and take advantage of our height and our things like that.
All right. Well, that's the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Mike Bayshore. Thank you and good luck tonight.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here at Greenville High School. Getting ready for the tip of the Fort Recovery Greenville Wave, and Reese Rogers is going to bring you your starters here.
For the Fort Recovery Indians, number 0, Grant Knapke, number 2, Peyton Judy, number 4, Trevor Vaughn, number 5, Ryan Braun, and number 14, Kay Wendell. That's a senior heavy group. Greenville, they will start number 1, Marcus Wood, number 10, Kyle Mills, number 13, Noah Walker, number 30, Will Cummer, and number 32, Noah Van Horn. So, pretty two, both teams, both have started 3 seniors, and I mean, I wasn't at the game last night, so I heard that Grant played really well, and almost everyone.
Yeah, I mean,
Bayshore said everyone basically came in, did their role, and
yeah, everybody contributed during that time frame last night. You know, at times, Reese, we had lineups in on the floor that a lot of kids that haven't played a whole lot. So that's a good win. We're going to take a break. We got to pay some bills here, and we'll be right back with the tip of this game.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back here live at Greenville High School, ready for the tip of this non-league conference matchup between the Green Wave out of Greenville and our own Fort Recovery Indians, as Reese Rogers said, starting for the Indians tonight, it's going to be number zero, Grant Kanapke, a 6'1 sophomore, had a really good night last night. Number two, Peyton Cutie, the 6'4 junior. Number four, Trevor Vaughn, a 6'6 senior. Number five, Ryan Braun, a 6'3 senior. And number 14, Cade Kendall, the 5'10 senior. For Greenville, they'll be starting number one, Marcus Woods, a 5'9 sophomore. Number 10, Kyle Mills, a 6'1 senior. Number 13, Noah Walker, a 6'1 junior. And number two, Will Comer, the 6'4 senior. And number 32, Noah Van Horn, a 6'5 senior. So Indians coming off a win last night. Not the prettiest of games, but, you know, they made enough plays when they needed to and got a 10-point victory over St. Mary's. So what do you think the keys are tonight, Reese, coming into here?
I think it's really going to be able to stop the pressure that Greenville's going to bring. And like Coach Bayshore said, they're more drive, maybe a kick. He said he doesn't know if that's their strong right. With a three. Maybe it's a driving kick. He don't know that. So Bayshore's just... I think Bayshore knows enough to know what he has to do against his former team, and he knows a little more than most coaches know about a certain team. So I think we'll hopefully we'll pull out a victory, and hopefully it won't be a problem. So
yeah, I agree. We're gonna take a quick break here to pay a bill with our first quarter tip-off sponsor. So we'll be right back with the tip.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
We're back here at Greenville. We'd like to thank our first quarter sponsor, which is going to be Fowler Mechanical. So we'd like to thank those folks for our support to the Fort Recovery Radio. So we're getting ready to tip off here at Greenville. Lining up for the tip is going to be Noah Van Horn, the 6'5 senior from Greenville, and Trevor Vaughn, the 6'6 senior from Fort Recovery. So like Reese said, a lot of seniors out here both ways. Couple underclassmen on top of that. So they're tipping it up. Eric Brown's going to throw it up and controlled by Greenville. Comes out top to Marcus Wood. Marcus Wood drives down left side. Big ball screen there. He picks up his dribble. Kicks it over to Noah Walker. Up top being guarded by Peyton Judy. Dumps it loose. Another loose ball. Marcus Woods has it. Drives. Nice job and help defense by the Indians. Woods double dribble there. Good call.
Yep.
So Indians start out. Looks like Greenville's going to go full court press. Right here, I think, something that...
this will show how good we'll do tonight.
I agree, because this is one area, I think, where we might be lacking at times. And so Peyton Judy has it. Being guarded by Will Comer. Picks up his dribble. Makes a long pass. Back screen lob. Here it comes. Nope. Back off to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it on the top. Drives middle. Finds Grant Kanapke. He gets blocked. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and good. So Grant Kanapke gets his rebound and makes it 2-0 Indians. On the run it comes. Over to Van Horn. He's being guarded by Cade Wendell. Looks like the Indians in a little 2-3 matchup zone. Over to Noah Walker. Back out top to Marcus Wood. Swung to the right side. Goes to number 10, Kyle Mills. Kicked to Van Horn on the baseline. He traveled. No call. Kick back out. Three ball on the way. Up and good by Noah Walker. So as we said, they made 10 threes last night. So we'll see what their MO is here tonight. And Indians just turn it over. Nope.
Just going to stay with.
Going to stay with the purple. Wait a minute. What we got here? Whose ball is it? Should referee purple. Says purple. Should be
it's
purple ball.
Purple. Yep.
I thought it was actually off of the Indians, but
I
what do you think?
I think it.
It's going to go back to Greenville. That's what I kind
of
thought.
One of the dudes pointed
way,
and I thought, okay, that's going to be easy to keep it that way. But
initially, they pointed the Indians' way, and the Indians are going to turn it over. It's going to be the first turnover of the game. Marcus Woods comes across the timeline, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Woods, between his leg, off to the right side, hand off to Mills. Mills dribbles in, Hands it to Comer. Comer wheels, deals, kicks it back out the woods. Back up top. It comes to Noah Walker on the right side. Will come between his legs, behind his back. Curl cut. Up. Blocked. Rebound, Comer. Partially blocked. Will Comer has it. Inside it comes. Up and good by Noah Van Horn. So 4-3 or 4-2, Greenville. Peyton Judy has it. He's getting hand-checked, and that's going to be the first foul on Will Comer. So Indians had a block, didn't block out, and gave up offensive rebound, and Noah Van Horn scores it. So Peyton Judy's going to trigger it in right in front of the Indians bench. Off to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. Comes across the timeline, being guarded by Woods. Picks up his dribble, off to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun drives in, calls a hand check after he makes it. So Indians have it out of bounds, their basket, down 5-2. Cade Wendell's going to trigger it in here for the Indians. There's a hold by number 32, Noah Van Horn. He holds Trevor Vaughn, and we're going to have team's fourth team foul. So already here in less than...
Hacking machines.
Yeah, less than three. I guess that is the third team foul. Kick out to Cade Wendell. High pick and roll. Cade didn't use it. Being harassed by Marcus Woods. He picks it up. Swung it. Thrown out of bounds. So the Indians need to settle down here. They're just raveled. And as we are afraid of the pressure, here we throw it out of bounds. So Marcus Woods is going to bring it across the timeline. Drives down the middle. Cade Wendell, no good. Rebound, Trevor Vaughn. Trevor hands it off to Peyton Judy. Peyton brings it across the timeline up to Grant Konecki. High ball screen it comes. Cade Wendell wheels. Post up now. Peyton Judy's getting hand checked like crazy. And no call. That is unbelievable. The no call.
Grant with the steal up to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy drives, puts it up, and no good.
Rebound Ryan Braun. He walked, no call, and he scored it. Makes it 5-4, Greenville. So helter-skelter there. Marcus Woods, there was no foul. Peyton Judy absolutely got mugged. Comer has it. Hand off over to Mills. Mills kicks over to Woods. Woods on the left side, back to the right side. On the drive goes Mills. Break it in. Blocked by Grant Konecki. Grant comes up the other way. Up and down, Ryan Braun pulls up, short, air ball. Rebound, Marcus Woods. Marcus Woods comes down the left side of the floor, being guarded by Cade. High ball screen, swinging all the way across. Peyton Judy, bad closeout, throw it up, shot by Mills, no good. Rebound, Trevor Vaughn. Off the Peyton Judy, down the left side. Helter Skelter right now in, and he's going to get called for a charge. So right there, Peyton Judy just has to realize that and pull up, Reese.
Yeah, you just got to slow down. I mean, they're playing at the basket. You can just pull up for an easy 15-footer, and I bet he thinks that he's a good shooter, and he knows that. You just got to think a little in front of the before it happens.
Whole host of subs here. So Ethan Saylor comes in. Number 5, Tyler Beike. Number 3, Grant Minnick for Greenville. And for the Indians, Derek Judy comes in and replaces Peyton Judy. That's it, Cade Wendell harasses him. Then no good, rebound by Trevor Vaughn, and he's going to get fouled. So good hustle there. I mean, cleaning up.
Good steal by Cade.
Yeah, it was. Cade's got to make that.
Probably not too happy about it.
We're going to have Grant or Blaine Toby into the game. He's going to replace Trevor Vaughn. Trevor did a nice job on the board so far. He's got 3.
Yep.
Grant's triggered in by Cade Wendell. Kicks it into Grant Konecki. Floater up, no good. Rebound, Greenville. That is Grant Minnick, pressured by the Indians. This is Saylor. Brings it across to, wow, a wild shot by number 13,
by number
Noah Walker.
3.
And a rebound by Minnick. Number 10, shot up, no good. Rebound, Ryan Braun. So Greenville really is trying to speed this up. Helter Skelter. Derek Judy in and one. So, they called an offensive foul.
That's not a charge.
Hey, how about we get the players off the floor?
Hey! What the heck? Get the players off the floor. Wow. So it's 5-4 Greenville. Crazy, crazy series here. Number 13, Noah Walker has the ball. Comes across the timeline. Off to the right side. Handoff comes Tyler Beike. Little dribble weave. Kick out. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. Down to Greenville. Greenville second shot opportunity. Tyler Beike and makes it. Makes it 7-4 Greenville. Right now, Indians not doing a very good job of rebounding.
No.
Trevor did a decent job. They subbed him. Ryan Braun, that's going to be a nut. That's a block. Wow. Right now, Indians aren't going to get any calls, Reese.
Nope. Not bad. Peyton G got killed, and I think that charge on the last was a block because I think it went for his hip.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It wasn't a square.
Trevor Vaughn's going to come back in, replace
Blaine Toby.
Blaine Toby. Indians trigger it in underneath their bucket, trailing 7-4. Ryan Braun has it. Step in there, Ryan. Ryan drives, wheels, deals, no good. Gets his own rebound, misses it again. So
he's got to come down with it.
Yeah, he does. So here we come. They're out on the run as Noah Walker between his legs at the circle. In, up, and good. So that's a bucket by Tyler Beike. He's got back-to-back buckets, makes it 9-4. Grant Kanacki up. This is not a good pace for us Indians. Right now the Indians just need to slow down and run some offense because now it's just helter-skelter, run and gun. Comer shot, no good. Rebound fought for Ryan Braun, and he about turns it over. So right now, Reese, I'm not sure we don't need a timeout and say, guys, run some offense.
I think we're just trying to compete with with their pace, and really the pace they're doing is not our pace. Nah. And we're a slower,
more methodical team.
So. We're not high pace like they are, but we're acting like we are. So,
there's a turnover right out of it. Basically, right now they want to play like a city team because that's what they're used to playing against.
Yeah.
And right now it is not to our advantage because
that's not our pace.
Another turnover by the Indians makes it 9-4. Into Comer, hands off to Woods. Woods back pedals over to Beike. Beike's got the hot hand. He dribbles off to Woods. Woods turns it over. Derek Judy picks it up. Slow down here, Derek.
There you go.
We give it off to Cade Wendell. 2 minutes to go. 9-4 Greenville. Like right here is not our game. Peyton Judy, three
there
ball up and good. So makes it 9-7. Indians down by two. 1:51 to go here in the first quarter. Marcus Wood just throws it right off the guy's back. Derek Judy on the run. Off to Ryan Braun. Up. And good. Tie ball game, 9-9. That was a wild series. Woods just throws it right off Grant Minnick's head. Grant Minnick has it. Another steal. Peyton Judy, run with him, boys. You're going to have a rebound. Good Euro step reverse.
There you go. Peyton Judy
makes it 10. 11-9. Indians on a nice little 6-0 run here to take the lead. 11-9. Right now, like I said, Reese, we just need to slow down here. Team isn't far from that either I'm watching. And we got subs coming in. Going to be number 32, Van Horn. Number 10, Kyle Mills. And number 13, Noah Walker. So Indians with the lead. 108 to go. Triggered into Trevor. He hands off to Cade. 9-11. Cade. Oh, my God. He just got hooked. Are you kidding me? And a three ball by Cade. I mean, the kid grabbed Cade around the neck and no call. Wow. Marcus Wood brings it across the timeline. Brings it in the front court to Walker. There's a steal by Derek Judy. What a run by the Indians right here. Up and good. Makes it 16-9. Indians, they are now on a
run.
10-0 run. And there's Cade Wendell harassing Marcus Woods. Out top. Up top it comes back to Woods on the left side. Dribble to the right. Hands off to Kyle Mills. Kyle Mills dribbles out of control. Throws it up. No call. And now he just shoves Cade Wendell. I'll tell you what. This Greenville team is totally out of control.
Yep.
Reese.
Yep.
I mean, they are unraveling. Indians were down, what, 9-4?
Yeah, and we come back.
And now we're on a 12-0 run with a chance to take the last shot. 13 seconds ago, Ryan Braun on the drive, right side. Takes a shot up, no good. Kept alive by Trevor Vaughn. Derek Jeudy can't get it, and he's going to get called for a foul. So 3.9 seconds, that foul's going to be on Derek Jeudy. It's going to be his second, which is unfortunate because he's really giving us a spark. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, he's a freshman. I Bayshore coming in, he's probably not didn't know what he's going to get out of him, and I think he's going to be a player coming up.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, so
we got one. Woods heaves at three-quarter court, no good, and that's your first quarter sponsored by Fowler Mechanic on the Indians 16, Greenville 9. We'll be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
We're back here live at Greenville High School. What a wild first quarter. Indians really got down. Pressure got to them, and then they kind of settled down and made a 14-0 run. So,
Huge
travel. Yeah, he did travel. You know, right there, just you travel, Petey. Give him the ball and play right there. Yep. Triggered into Marcus Woods. Marcus Woods comes across the timeline. Being guarded by Cade Wendell. He picked up his dribble. Got to be close to a five count. Gets it released to Noah Walker. Back over to Marcus Woods. Marcus Woods on the front court. Hand off to Saylor going right side. They really like to do a lot of dribble weave action. Come on, Trevor. You got to do a better job there. You got to play defense there. Indians go long. And it goes out of bounds. Turnover, actually. On the run comes at Mills. Mills kicks it over to Noah Van Horn, and he traveled. So Noah Leonard is going to see his first action. He's going to replace Trevor Vaughn. Coach Bayshore not happy because Van Horn went right by him, and he just told him that was twice. So it's brought in to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell across the front court, being guarded by Mills. High ball screen waiting for. That's going to be a moving screen by... No, they call a hold on number 13, Noah Walker. 16-11, 7:07 to go here, second quarter. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Wangler Hardware. Cade Wendell right in front of the scores table, going to trigger it in, throws it to Peyton Judy. He's going to be fouled by Noah Walker again, and that's going to be Walker's third foul. So that's going to be their seventh foul, so Indians going to be shooting a lot of one-and-one. I know Greenville wants to be an aggressive team, but...
One thing Peyton does that a lot of guys don't do is just he sells it a lot more than...
Yeah, he does a lot of flopping.
Some guys, the refs, they see and they do it, and some guys say you're doing it too much, and which he's one of those guys that'll do it until he gets... I don't know until it hurts him or whatever, but...
Peyton Judy makes the first, makes it 17-11. That's going to be Peyton's first or ninth point. I get confused at that scoreboard. They got the points before the fouls.
Hall Brothers foul line.
Petey's second one up, and it's good. He's got 10 to lead the Indians, makes it 18-11. Here they come the other way. Out of control dribble on the ground, going to be a jump ball. And it's going to stay with the Green Wave, so good hustle by the Indians. Ethan Saylor turns it over, and we get a jump. He's with the Wave. Comer's going to trigger it in for the Indians. We got Grant Konecki, Peyton Judy, Ryan Braun, Cade Wendell, and Noah Leonard on the floor.
Saylor has it up top. Kicks it off the left side to Grant Minnick. About deep, up and good by Grant Minnick.
Got to get a little closer to him.
They do. 18-14. Indians on the run. Ryan Braun fakes the three. Kicks left side. Back to Cade Wendell. Three ball on the way up. No good. Rebound Comer.
Ronnie should have took that shot.
Yeah, Ryan hesitated. Over. He drives baseline. Pushes off. Loses a handle. Jump ball. Going to stay with the Indians. Grant Konapke ties it up. Marcus Woods going to come in and replace number three, Minnick. And number 10, Kyle Mills, is going to come in and replace Saylor.
Little man zone, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like they're a little gun man up full court here, man. There's not a whole lot of room on that baseline, is there?
No, you're almost on the stage. Sitting on the stage.
And then Petey just turned it over on out of bounds and play. So Coach Bayshore can't be happy with that. A lot of unforced turnovers just against the pressure, throwing it in. So Will Comer is going to trigger it. Brings it to Marcus Woods. Marcus Woods at the top of the key. Lefty up and good. So Cade did not even really contest, and it makes it 18-17. So they left off where they were last night. Now Greenville ball.
Good call. That's a good call. Grant's foot.
I agree. I thought it did too. He kicked it out of bounds. So a lot of turnovers for the Indians. We don't have stat guys, but I'm guessing we got close to 10. And right there, Mills gets an uncontested layup around Grant Konapke. So Grant Konapke has it. 19-18. Indians trail just like that. Indians need a bucket here. Not a whole lot of movement. Switch. Grant Konapke just throws it up. Turnover. Again, Indians. Bikey on the run. All right-handed, and he's blocked. Going to be a foul by. Going to send Bikey to two. Right now, Indians is killing themselves with the turnovers.
Oh, yeah. It's even the JV killed themselves, too. So he's got to slow down and.
Bikey free throw up and good.
Make the easy pass.
Mikey's gonna, he's got, let's see, for the Green Wave, he's got five off the bench, and then Clayton Pearson's gonna come in and replace Grant Konapke.
So start making the easy pass.
Yep, we do. We just need to slow down. Shot up and good. So it makes it 21-18. Indians had the lead at the quarter break, 16-9, and all of a sudden down 21-18. So Indians need a bucket. Peyton Judy picked up his dribble way too high up. Cade Wendell, three ball up. And they're going to call a foul on number four, Trevor Vaughn. No, number 10, Clayton Pearson. So Clayton Pearson gets called for his first foul. Team's five. Greenville, they got seven. Into the game, number 23, going to be Ethan Emmerich, a 6'6 senior. Got a little artwork on his arm there. So Marcus Woods brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell against Marcus Woods. Kicked off, it comes a Bikey. Shot up, no good. Good block out by the Indians. Rebound Cade Wendell. Right there is too easy, though. Reese, Petey trailed that all the way. There's a reach, no call. Paint up off the glass. Good
shot.
Makes it 21-20. Greenville. 5:03 to go. Bikey wide open. Up good. So Peyton Judy didn't find his man. Coach Bayshore can't be happy about that. Makes it 24-20. There's a charge. Peyton Judy a little bit out of control. Indians fortunate there that they got a block.
He took three stats.
Don't you think the Indians might need a timeout, I think.
I think
right now you just tell them we don't play their style, so slow down, you know. So
make them get to our pace.
The foul right there was on number 23, Ethan Emmerich. Tried to take a charge. I give him credit because Petey was coming with a full steam. Free throw lines, Peyton Judy, Hall Brothers. Up and good. Yeah, that gives Petey 11. Hall Brothers foul line makes it 24-21, Greenville Wave. 4:48 to go here in a hectic, wild, frantic pace first half.
Yep.
Peyton Judy's second one up, rolls out, rebound to Emmerich. Still down three, 24-21, 40 to go. Cade Wendell pressures number three, Grant Minnick. Grant Minnick on the drive. Three ball up, no good, fought for. God blessed, we got a rebound. Second chance opportunities, and they score. So right there's what happens when you give them second chances. Trevor didn't do a very good job checking out. He had position, and now we're down 26-21. Clayton Pearson is fouled. He's going to go to the foul line.
And Coach Bayshore is going to take a timeout?
Probably the right thing. We're going to take a timeout with him. Again, our second core sponsor is Wangler Hardware.
Hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Greenville Green Wave, 26-21 our score, 4:16 left in the second quarter. And CP Clayton Pearson will be at the line shooting two, I think.
Yeah, we definitely need to make a couple free throws here. We just need to settle down. We can't play at this pace. And, you know, the Indians, you know, we're methodical. So we just got to slow down. Right now, some of our kids are playing way too fast. Wow, and they call a foul on Trevor Vaughn. I didn't see that one, but so I don't know. That's going to be Trev's first team six. Will Comer's going to trigger it in for the Green Wave. Fort Recovery showing a little diamond press. Now they drop back into a man-to-man. Bikey has the ball, come across the timeline. Bikey with 11 points off the bench, being guarded by Peyton Judy. Hand off to Comer. Comer has it between his legs on Ryan Braun, over to Bikey. Bikey weave to Sailor. Comer has it on the drive, pulls up, shot. Good box out there. Indians get it back. 3:50 to go. Indians trail by five. Peyton Judy in a little bit of a hurry throws it off the wall, goes off Ryan Braun's hand. So another turnover. I'm good. We don't have stats, but I bet we're well at close to 15 turnovers right now. Brought across the timeline, out of control, kicked out it goes. Green Wave throws it up, over to Emmerich, back around it comes, three ball by Bikey, up, no good. And so Clayton Pearson gets out, hustled right there by number three, Grant Minnick. So Blaine Toby's going to come in and replace Trevor Vaughn, and Grant Kanapke's going to replace Pearson. So for the Green Wave, a lot of second-chance opportunities and turnovers that have hurt us. Triggered in, it comes to Van Horn. Van Horn has it, spins, deals, kicks it back out to three. Another three ball up, air ball this time, tracked down by Grant Kanapke, air ball by Grant Minnick. Grant Kanapke has it, being guarded by Ethan Saylor. There comes a pick from behind. Too much messing with the ball there. Picked up by, it comes out to Comer. Comer being guarded on the left side. Wheel route, Bikey goes in. Out of bounds, Greenville. So Blaine Toby got hit in the face, and it bounced off the leg of the Greenville player. So 3:02 to go, 26-21. Brought in to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it. Back to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Grant Minnick, reaching in on to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun hand checked by Will Comer. Good call. And that's going to send Ryan Braun to the line to shoot
two.
We need these two.
Yeah, we do. That's going to be a second foul on Comer. Ryan Braun at the free throw line, looking for his fifth point, up and no good. So a lot of missed opportunities when we have gotten to the line. Coming into the lineup is going to be number one, Marcus Woods, and 10,
I think.
Number 10, Mills, and then Grant Kanapke is going to come out, and Derek Judy comes in to replace him. So Derek Judy with two fouls. Ryan Braun, second free throw up, and it's good. Ryan's got five, makes it 26-22. Out on the run they come.
There you go.
Picked up by Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy gives it to Cade Wendell. Right now, Peyton's got a one. He don't even want the ball.
Nope.
Isolation, Ryan Braun. He drives in. Floater, no good. Kept alive by Blaine Toby. Three ball, Peyton Judy left side, no good. Rebound off to Mills. Mills off running. Oh, my goodness.
No way.
Are you kidding me? Derek Judy just picked up his third foul on one of the worst calls I've ever seen. And that guy does college games. Eric Brown from Arcanum area, and that was one of the worst calls I've ever seen. That kid was going to do a Euro from the three-point line. Mills goes the line. First one's up and good. Makes it 27-22, 2:23 to go. Grant Kanacki comes in and replaces Derek Judy. Number 14, Jordan Dill comes in to replace Will Comer.
That was awful.
That was awful. Bad. 27-22, 2:23 to go here in the first half. Second free throw up, no good. Ryan Braun with a rebound. Ryan Braun gets it, hands it off to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy comes across the timeline, kicks it to Ryan Braun. Over to Cade Wendell. Back up top it comes to Grant Kanacki. Right side, three-point line, Ryan Braun. Flare screen for Petey Judy. Pull up from 10. No good. Rebound. Cade Wendell finds Peyton Judy, and he's fouled. So good hustle play by Peyton Judy and Blaine, Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell and Blaine keep that alive, and we get a second chance. And Peyton Judy's going to go to the line to shoot two. Peyton shots up, and it's no good. So missed opportunities from the free throw line here for the Indians. Bikey's going to come back in and replace Saylor. Peyton Judy with his second free throw. He's got 11. Second one up, and it's good. He's got 12 to lead the Indians. 27-23. Grant Kanacki pressuring Mills. Mills brings it across the timeline. Dill kicks it to the corner, about stolen, loose ball, Dill has it, and it's a shuffle. Marcus Woods has it up top, top of the key. High ball screen comes with Dill, and they're going to have a timeout by Greenville. We'll take one with them with the score 27-23 with 1:42 to go.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Greenville High School, 1:42 to go here in the Wengler Hardware second quarter. Indians trail by four, 27-23. Been a real hectic pace. Turnovers have been the name of the game, definitely for the Indians that have hurt them and missed free throws. Dill's going to trigger it in, being guarded by Blaine Toby. Brought into the backcourt to Marcus Woods. Marcus Woods dribbles across the timeline. Bikey with a back screen down to Van Horn. Bikey steps out, dribbles, heads down, kicks it to Mills, loses it. And what do they got here? Saying White, Purple knocked it out of bounds, so Marcus Woods going to trigger it in underneath their basket for the Green Wave. Marcus Woods.
And we just lost the guy wide open on the backside for a layup. So not a very good defensive position there for the Indians. Makes it 29-23, 1:22 to go. Blaine Toby gives it off, Grant Konecki off to Cade Wendell, being pressured by Woods. Ryan Braun has it left side. In the corner, left side, Peyton Judy up three, good. So Peyton's got 15. He's got 15 of the 26, makes it a three-point game. 1 minute to go. Marcus Woods across the timeline. Dribbles between his legs, off to Dill. Dill drives, hands off to Mills. Mills, another handoff to Bikey, dribbling right side, handoff Dill. He goes middle, kick out, turnover, Grant by Konecki with a steal. Just take it in for a layup, up and good. So Grant Konecki converts, makes it 29-28. That's Grant's fourth point. 35 seconds to go. Bikey drives, about had a turnover. Cade Wendell guarding Woods up top. Woods on the drive. Take a charge, boys. Rebound, Blaine Toby.
So for last shot.
Indians got a chance to take the lead. Three-pointer up.
Good.
No good. Fought for a rebound. Jump ball. Going to go to Greenville. So
That looked good.
Yeah, I didn't like the shot, though.
No, it's too early.
They got 15 seconds now, and the Indians had a chance to take the last shot of the game. So not sure I liked it, but 15 seconds ago, Indians trail by one, 29-28. Marcus Woods has it. Cuts the timeline to pulls it back, picks up his dribble, goes into Van Horn. Van Horn finds it underneath. Rebound, Blaine Toby. So nice job by Blaine. Three-quarter shot, no good. And that's your half. It's the Indians 28, Greenville Wave 29. We'll be back right after this with a special guest.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Trane. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Trane dealer. Trane can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Trane high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
All right, we're back here live, Greenville High School. We'd like to welcome to the broadcast here the Division 6 Offensive Player of the Year, Will Holman. Will, welcome to the show, buddy.
It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Well, Will, you know, you got to go down as one of the greatest football players in Fort Recovery history. Best I've watched so far since I've seen the program. Just tell us a little bit about your year and how it was so successful for you.
Well, I mean, coming into the year, our number one goal was to make the playoffs. So my number one thing I wanted to do was get the playoffs. And the way I thought we had to do it was give me the ball. And that's what we did as the year went on. And the more and more, as the year went on, the better and better I felt with the ball in my hands. And the coaches felt that way too. So it was awesome that we had a chance to get in the playoffs and face Marion for that second game.
Yeah, and I know, unfortunately, it didn't end the way we'd like it. And, you know, as you look at it now, I think the Indians probably played them the closest anybody in the playoff run, didn't they?
I mean, yeah, we ended up 28-0. We thought the game was close there. I was talking to Coach Niekamp today. I went up to Canton, and he said we allowed, like, 3.8 yards per carry. And that was that was the best. They were averaging, like, 6 yards per carry as the season went on. And it was just two or three plays here, which that's why you play the game, but we felt like it was closer than 28 to nothing.
Yeah, I agree. But I know, Will, you want to be a nurse, right?
Yep, I want to be a nurse.
And right now, what options do you have as football right now on the table that you're thinking of?
Right now, I'm talking to three colleges. I'm talking to Walsh. I'll take three visits probably this winter in January. I'll go to Walsh, I'll go to St. Francis, and I'll go to Ohio Dominican. And then from there on, it just depends. Whatever I think I can get the best for schooling, best money, and hopefully play football.
Yeah, I know. And I know St. Francis has a heck of a team, and they're going back to the national championship game again, I think, in 2 weeks, I heard. Yeah. So, but, you know, we'd like to wish you the best of luck. Will, I've been watching you run since you're a little turd. And you've always, one thing that always amazes me about you, regardless of what age, you always were so elusive, could see the hole. Top one damn tough kid. So, you know, I wish you the best of luck. I know the Fort Recovery fans are going to miss you.
Yeah.
And you had one heck of a career and no doubt will be a Fort Recovery Hall of Famer. And I want to wish you the best of luck. Again, Will Holman, the D6 Offensive Player of the Year. So I'm going to give you the mic here, and you can thank anybody you want here for the next couple minutes.
Yeah, you know, I want to thank the God above.
Well, let's hear. Let's hear what you think the Indians got to do this second half to pull a win.
Well, obviously,
let's test your basketball knowledge.
Okay. From what I picked up in this first half, we're turning the ball over too much, and what are we shooting? 20% probably from the field.
Maybe.
I mean, it's 29-28, and I think we played a horrible half of basketball, and we're right there with them. So, we don't turn the ball over and we shoot just a little bit better, we should win this game.
And you know, the thing is, Will, what we talked about is Greenville wants to be helter-skelter, and we're not that type of team.
Oh, yeah.
And we kind of played into their hands at times, I thought. So, but again, Will, heck of a career, and wish you the best of luck wherever you end up. I hope it's St. Francis, but no disregard to the other schools. But, again, heck of a career, man, and thanks for everything you've done for Fort Recovery football.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here at Greenville High School. The score is 29-28, Greenville on the lead. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Miracle Lanes, Running Lake. Can't decide on what to make for supper, just feel like making. and just don't feel like making supper, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them know to get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lane. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. So we're going to take another break, pay some bills here, be ready for the second half in about 2 minutes. So, again, at halftime, 29-28 Greenville.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
And we're back here in Greenville, Green Wave, 29-28. And I think Will almost said completely right what the Indians need to do is get a victory and come out with a win at Greenville. So.
Yeah, I agree with him. You know, we got to make some shots and slow down and not turn the ball over.
I did not know his basketball knowledge was that good.
Oh, yeah. Will knows the game. Here at halftime, the Indians are led in scoring by number 2, Peyton Judy has 15. Grant Kanapke has 4. Number 5, that is Ryan Braun, has 5. And Cade Wendell, 2. Also off the bench, Derek Judy has, I believe, 5 points for the Indians. So, right now, Indians, you know, it was a game of runs, to be honest. We got down early, then made a big 14-0 run, and then Greenville came right back, and we turned it over. So Indians are going to start this half with Grant Kanacki, Peyton Judy, Ryan Braun, Trevor Vaughn, and Cade Wendell.
Back to the starters.
Ball's going to be the Indians to come out here. For Greenville, they're going to have number 1. That's going to be Marcus Woods. Number 10, Kyle Mills, Noah Walker, Will Comer, and Noah Van Horn. So they're going with their starters. They are led in scoring with a whole host. I mean, number 32, Van Horn's leading them with 4 and a bunch of guys with 3. They actually got 11 points by Bikey off the bench.
Yeah.
I don't know how many threes they had, but I bet close to 6. Here they come with the run and jump. Peyton Judy inside. Nice find by Trevor Vaughn to Cade Wendell. So Trevor with the assist, Cade with the finish. Cade has 4, makes it 30-29. That scared me there, Reese. I wasn't sure what old Trevor was going to do with it.
Yeah.
Loader up, no good. Fought for, gets his own rebound, and rebounded by Grant Kanacki. He's going to be fouled by Mills. So Indians fortunate there. Had position. Out. I don't know what happened, but
like they came up with it.
They did come out. That might be a disadvantage for the that Mills just picked up his 3rd because they're bringing Bikey in who has like 11 or 13.
11, yeah.
Brought into Peyton Judy. Actually, that's 4 fouls on Mills. So Peyton Judy down the line. No good. Fought for, battled, and out of bounds. So Peyton's got to finish that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't you think, Reese?
Yep.
Take it off the glass. He tried to finger roll it over the top, and 7:23 to go, 30-29 Indians. Marcus
Green, that's for sure a foul.
Off the Bikey on the right side, dribble weave, handoff that comes to Mills. Being Comer drives, kicks out the Bikey, drives, kicks out the Woods. A lot of dribble drive action in the Woods, thrown up. Oh, my God. And
when I said thrown up,
it was thrown up, and he made it. Woods has 5, makes it a 31-30 lead for Greenville. Cade Wendell has it. Ball screen coming. Cade drives, kicks corner. 3 ball up and good. So Peyton Judy hits a 3, talks trash to the student section. Just play, Peyton. 33-31. Peyton's got 18. Comer has a handoff to Bikey. Bikey comes right side. On the weave, it goes to Mill. Back to the middle. Up. Stripped away. Grant Kanapke. Out to Peyton Judy. Finish it. Don't dunk. And he makes a layup. I thought he was going to miss it. 35-31. 6 minutes to go. Peyton has 20. Woods has it up top. Being guarded by Cade Wendell. Off the left side, it comes to Bikey. On the weave. Over to Comer. Comer, three ball. Up. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
Bayshore's just laughing.
They just called a foul on a three-point shot by Ryan Braun. Another one of the worst calls I've seen. That was pathetic. Comer going to the line. Misses it. He has no points, two fouls. Coach Bayshore still mystified. Second free throw up, and it's good. Makes it 35-32. Coach Bayshore shouting out instructions. Third free throw for Comer. Shot up. No good. Rebound Ryan Braun. So they get one out of three. Oh, my goodness.
We got lucky there.
Turn it over.
Good find. Hit it, Grant.
And Grant just loses it. Right there is its fact. I just think we don't shoot it. I mean, I know you're open, and I know you're a shooter, Reese, and so was I, but in this game, you want to break them down and make them play defense because Greenville does not want to play D that long. High ball screen. Van Horn comes down, knocked out of bounds by Trevor Vaughn. So Mark triggered in. Brought in. Comes to Bikey. And that's going to be a foul on Peyton Judy. I'll tell you what, Peyton's been trailing him all night.
Yeah.
I mean, Peyton's got 20, but the guy he guards has 11 right now. And he's asking the official what happened, so. And he's giving him an explanation, which Coach Bayshore tells him to zip his lip. And he's going to sub him out. Coach Bayshore won't put up with that, and that's been obvious in this first weekend. Peyton's going to come out, and Clayton Pearson's going to replace him. And the coaches are telling him, you know, just be quiet and play. Unfortunately, he misses. Second one up and good. So it makes it 33. Indians being pressed, brought into Bronny. Bronny takes it across the timeline to Grant Kanapke.
That's a foul.
How in the heck is that not a foul? Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, Reese. I'm sorry, but that is a foul.
Yeah, you got
Trevor just about got decapitated, and they didn't call it. That is unbelievable. Brought into Grant Kanacki. He got fouled, and they finally call it. The same bum that was on the baseline before that did not call it. That's just unbelievable.
There's really nothing you can say about that.
So Grant Kanapke's going to go to the line. Grant has four. 35-33. First one's up and good. Makes it 36-33. 5:34 to go. In for the Green Wave is going to be Saylor and Minnick. And out goes Mills and Wood. Grant Kanapke going to shoot his second free throw here. Up and good, so it makes it 37-33. Here comes Greenville. Brings it across the timeline, just about traveled. Swung it to Comer. Back over to Minnick. Minnick drives, brought to Bikey. Bikey's on the weave action, lot out weave action. Comer drives left side, out to Van Horn, being guarded by Vaughn. He takes a stutter step, backhand off to Bikey. Bikey is all left, right-handed, too. Yeah. It's amazing. Swung back around to Minnick. Minnick drives on Cade Wendell. Kick out. Comer, three ball up, and it's good. So makes it 37-36. Jeez, I'm Pete's. And number five, Ethan Saylor, just mugs Peyton. And they actually called that one, which is shocking. 4:54 to go, 37-36. Inbounds pass comes. Comer about misses it. Ryan Braun on the drive. Floater up, and that's going to be a charge. My God. This officiating crew is about as bad as I've seen. And like I said, one of these guys does college games.
And that's what's worst,
incredible.
That's the worst out of three.
That's like the third charge or fourth charge they've called. Brought in to Minnick. Minnick over to Comer. He just double dribbled. Gives it to Minnick. Back to Comer. It comes across the timeline. Comer has it on the drive. And they call moving screen the other way. Going to be on zero. Saylor. That's going to be Saylor's fifth foul. He is fouled out of the game with 4:33 to go. And he came off the bench. He didn't even start. So he fouls out with 4:33 to go in the third quarter. And he played about a quarter and a half. Brought into Peyton Judy. He's being guarded by Mills. Mills has it over to Ryan Braun. About turned over. Given to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. Cade drives. Kicks in the corner. Ryan Braun. Three ball up. No good.
Battle. Got Trevor.
That's it. Offensive rebound and put back by Trevor Vaughn. Makes it 39-36. Stay on him. Three ball. Bikey up. No good. Dang it. Get a second chance opportunities. Here comes a Comer. Comer has it. Hand off to Mills on the right side. Another hand off to Bikey going to his left. Can barely dribble with his left hand. Three ball up. No good. It's got to be out of bounds on Greenville. So
I think Trev's got to grab that ball.
Yeah, I agree.
Made it way too close for them to get back. But
no doubt. I mean, I know he was getting strapped on a little bit. Oh, my God, wide opens Grant Konecki. He goes in, and he just gets fouled. It could have been an intentional, and they're not going to call it. So Grant Konecki is going to go to the foul line. He gets fouled by number five, Tyler Bikey. I'll tell you what, I really don't like this Greenville team
They're
undisciplined. And I can, if anybody from Greenville is listening, that's fine. But I think they're not very well coached because they're out of control. And Grant Konecki just made that one, makes it 40-36.
But most state teams are that kind of type, and they're not. They're just out. Is that I don't. Seems like with every city, but maybe it's not. I don't know. So Grant makes the second.
And then we get ran out on turnover.
Oh, Trav was in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
So run out, it's 41-36. That would have been a huge turnover for the Indians. Emmerich's in the lineup for Van Horst. Van Horn brought into Will Comer. Indians in man-to-man. Comer being guarded up top by Rebels middle. Pickable handoff, it comes to Minnick. Minnick has it out to Emmerich. Back to Bikey. Bikey handoff to Will Comer. Three ball, top of the key, up. Fought for a rebound, Grant Konecki. Grant, slow. Grant, where are you going? And he gets a layup. Did not like it, but he did score, and Grant's got 10. And Greenville's got a timeout. We'll take one with him. 43-36, 3:09 to go. Full timeout by Greenville.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back in Greenville, 43-36. FR Indians on top, 3:09 left in the third. We're just now having a run, and Greenville really is just being careless with the ball and throwing it all over the place, and Indians are taking advantage on. And I mean, that's what's been going on, at least in the third, and to where the Indians are.
Yeah, I know.
With it.
Right now, the Indians just got to stay composed because this Greenville team, really, their mindset, I think, is to just helter-skelter and get you to make errors. And, right now, the Indians just got to maintain their composure. I think that's the biggest thing. Big layup by Grant Konecki. Yeah. I hated it, but at least he finished it. So Grant does have 10. Peyton Judy has 20. Indians with a little man pressure. Brought into Grant Minnick, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell's just working him. They get it across the timeline. Minnick has it. Ball screen by Emmerich. Another ball screen. Good hedge there on defense. Zyke with the weave on the right side. Hands off to Mills. Mills has it. Double team coming.
Good job, Petey.
Petey goes. Fake and fall. And Grant loses it. Ryan Braun gets it. Grant puts it back up. So Grant lost the handle on it. Now it's a 9-point game and knocked out of bounds by Trevor Vaughn. So 45-36. Wow, that was a wild series. Grant loses it. Bronny misses it.
I think he was trying to dish off the Bronny, but I don't know if he didn't put enough power behind it or anything.
Number four, Dill comes in, and number 32, Noah Van Horn. Brought into Dill, being guarded at the top by Ryan Bronny. Backs in. Handoff. Number three takes it. Kick. Vikey. Back out tied to Van Horn.
Pete needs to stay closer to him. He's a little
Van Horn
still.
With the drive, and it's a double team. He about travels. And that's a good job by the Indians. And my goodness. The Indians did a great job at Reese rotating, and unfortunately, we're out of bounds.
Yeah.
So 45-36, probably the biggest lead of the night for the Indians. Brought into Van Horn underneath the bikey. Peyton Judy misses, block, and gets it back, and just got killed. I'll tell you what. I've never witnessed anything about as bad as this in a long time. Mikey fouls Judy. Going to be Indians ball. Indians are being full court press. Cade Wendell's going to trigger it in. Yeah, Dan Wilker back here wasn't intentional. I don't disagree a couple times. Ryan Braun has it across the timeline into Cade Wendell, knocked loose. Goes out of bounds, going to stay with the Indians. Got to be strong with the ball here, yeah. Kate, or Reese.
Yep, for sure. They're going to put their hands on you, so.
2 minutes to go.
That's a horrible spot.
Petey Judy, three ball. Nothing good. 23 for Petey Judy. Makes it 48-36. 1:54 to go.
That's going to be a blocking. He went for his left hip or right hip.
I don't know. Trevor did try to take it, and they called a body foul. He tried. That's Mike Bayshore says good try. So both going to go to the line. He's got – that was his first bucket, it says, according to the up and good. So it makes it 48-39. Mills has six. Into Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it, being guarded by Dill. Ryan Braun up to Trevor Vaughn. He gets blocked. I'm not sure he didn't get raked on the arm again, but. And that's going to be Greenville ball.
He didn't. Nope. I'm not sure if he knew. He kind of looked around at the other guys and said, yep,
I'm
work shocked. Every ball.
I didn't think he'd give it to us. I mean, needless to say, Indians have it underneath their bucket. 48-39. Cross screen, it comes to Petey Judy.
Good find.
Konecki, no good. Battled for.
Trev, fouling Trev.
That's going to be Trevor's third. Blaine Toby's going to come back in and replace Trevor. That Trevor's got three fouls. Team foul number five for the Indians. Greenville has 16 fouls, so the next one on the wave, the Indians will be shooting 1-1. Marcus Woods across the timeline, being guarded by Cade Wendt. And all of everything that's gone on all night, Eric Brown decides to call that. So, you know, Reese, I just don't like it when officials think people came here to watch them. And yeah. I think we got a couple out here tonight.
I've never been a fan of that dude. And just like you said, I think he wants people to watch him more than watch the game. So
Dill has it, top of the key. Being guarded by Ryan Braun. Comes up top the wood. Being guarded by Grant Konecki. Mills on the wheel. Kicks it over to Van Hoosen. Being guarded by Blaine Toby. Woods, three ball, lefty up. No good. And Van Hoosen has it. Lost. Woods up, wheel deal, rebound, fought for Blaine Toby. So Indians get fortunate there, Reese.
Yep.
Cade Wendell has it. 50 seconds. Go for one here, guys. Know the situation. Kick.
Oh.
And Grant just falls down.
Trips over the line over there. It's a little...
I might have been a little volleyball post underneath there or something. That was weird. He just fell.
I don't know what. These guys' legs tripped up under him, or
45 seconds ago comes the Mills. Mills drives out of control. That's a charge. Oh my goodness. Blaine Toby took the charge, and guess what? If that was a Green Wave player there, I guarantee it would have been a charge. They called it on Grant. So that's going to be Grant's second. They must have called the foul up top. I don't know. Mills goes back to the foul line. Shot up and good.
I think Grant got him on the arm on the way.
48-40, 40.6 seconds. Trevor Vaughn going to come back in the lineup. Blaine Toby, he's got three fouls on him, right?
I think so.
40 seconds. I don't know, Reese. If we get it here, we need to go for one, is my opinion.
Yep, go for one, always.
Rebound, Trevor Vaughn. Go for one. Slow us down here. We got 35 seconds left here.
Slow it down, Pete.
There's another foul not called. God. He cannot throw over the Brownie.
Oh, no! Not.
They call it travel on Petey Jeudy, which I don't think he did. What do you think, Reese?
I think he...
Brownie, get down
think,
there.
I didn't think he had control of it when he took a step, but I guess that guy said...
That's just a blown opportunity. Ryan Braun tried to throw over the top.
It's got to be a bounce pass. Now Greenville had the
good,
last...
Get ball. Come out.
All right, go for one here. We got 10 seconds. We got 9. We got 7. I don't think Petey knows how much time actually is left. They'll foul you. 3 ball on the way up. Air ball, and that's going to be the quarter. But the Indians take the lead, 48-40. We'll be right back. After this, we'd like to thank our third quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Insurance.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
We have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room.
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Greenville Green Wave. And, Coach, would you mind telling us a little bit about the girls' game this morning at Walpock? I heard it's kind of a loss that you guys weren't really thinking that would happen. But
The Wapakoneta Redskins came into our place and, stole one. We didn't play real well. We lost 32-30, I think, or 32-34. And, they made plays and we didn't down the stretch. So, it was a tough one. You know, one of those games I think we should have won and probably could have.
JV, how'd JV do?
JV won by 18 or 20, did a nice job. We were down one at halftime and came out second half and played real well. So, right now the varsity's 1-1. We got big weekend.
Yep.
We play at New Knoxville and at Jay County, so it doesn't get any easier.
Nope, but those could be two big wins, though.
Yeah, they could be. Brought in, stole by Trevor Vaughn. Nice job by the big guy there on hedging. So Indians need to take advantage. 7:46 to go. Peyton Jeudy wheels it off to the right side to Cade Wendell. He gets a high ball screen from Trevor Vaughn. We got a mismatch, Cade. Take advantage, pull up floater, and he gets it. So Greenville switched the pick and roll, and Cade gets the floater to roll in there. Nice soft touch.
Yep.
Makes it 50-40. Cade Wendell. Go over to the top of the middle. That's going to be foul number 3 on Ryan Braun, team foul number 8.
Fourth quarter sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Thanks for all you do.
And again, we'd like to thank our third quarter sponsor. We didn't have a whole lot of break here, Fort Recovery Insurance. Mills goes the line. Shooting one is up and good. Mills has made a killing here at the line second half. That's his 8th point. I think he's been to the line maybe
three or four
times.
Yeah, three or four.
Derek Jeudy sighting. He's back in for the Indians. Second one's up and good. So for Greenville comes in. Number three is the Grant Minnick, and he's going to replace Bikey. It's 50-42. Indians taking it out of bounds. Being full court press the whole time by Greenville. Ryan Braun comes up and gets it. Back over to Cade Wendell. Cade just got fouled, and he's going to go to the line shooting 1-1. And the Greenville kid doesn't understand what happened. He just mugged him. So that's a foul on Grant Minnick. That's going to be his first. Indians are shooting 1-1 the rest of the way like Greenville. Cade Wendell going to the line. I think it might be his first free throw attempt. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is.
Cade was clutch last night in the fourth. We need him to do that again, and he does.
Hall Brothers free throw line.
So the two bigs tie self up. Trevor Vaughn and Van Hoosen. I thought the ref was going to give him a little lecture, but he doesn't. Cade Wendell's second free throw up. No good, short. Rebound Comer. 9-point game, 51-42. Shot up. Off the mark, Derek Jeudy with the rebound. Nice job by Derek. On the run. Be smart here. Be smart. There you go, Cade. Bounce it back out. Cade Wendell on the drive. Call timeout. You got timeout. Over to Derek Jeudy. Kick out. Three ball, corner. Left side. No good. Rebound. And Trevor Vaughn, offensive rebound, gets fouled. So good job by the big guy getting a rebound. Trevor Vaughn's going to go to the foul line. I know on the year he's 0 for 2. Hopefully he can knock one down here. Foul was on number one. That is Marcus Woods, and that's going to be his second foul, team eight.
Base, they have a little, look at the little sign that's here.
Yeah, they got Mike Bayshore's fat head up in the back. So
Bayshore saw it and started laughing. So.
Coach Bayshore. And it helps. Trevor Vaughn way off to the right. So Mike Bayshore's mug shot up there threw him off, scared him. Come on, Trevor, you got to knock this down, make it a 10-point game. 6:48 to go. Second free throw up, and it's good. So Trevor's got three, makes it a 10-point game, 52-42. Mills has it, being guarded by Jeudy. Off to Minnick. Minnick gives it to Woods, being on the right side, guarded by Bronny. Bronny in the top. It comes across the Mills. Need to switch. Wild shot. And they chase it down. Unfortunately, another rebound. Trevor Vaughn. The kid is hanging all over him. So Indians fortunate there again. Trevor Vaughn with the rebound going back to foul line. I tell you, Reese, how many times have we been in position and the ball bounced their way? So
Yeah.
So Trevor Vaughn going to go back to foul line. He just made his last one. So 52-42, 6:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Thank you to Calb's Pharmacy. Trevor Vaughn, the mug shot's down. Free throws up, bounces around, no good. Kept alive by Ryan, and Trevor just picked up his fourth foul. Trevor's got his fourth, probably not. I mean, I know he's being aggressive, but you just got to be smart in that situation. Blaine Toby's going to come back in and replace him. Free throws. And then bad thing is they go back the other way and shoot a free throw with no time coming off the clock. 6:23 to go here, fourth quarter. 10-point lead for the Indians. Free throw by Comers up, rattles, no good. Almost another foul. Peyton Jeudy has it. Woods reaches in. Pull up. I thought he traveled, actually. What do you think?
I thought he did, but then I guess.
We need to show some patience. I know we're getting to the rack, but show a little patience. Right now, I think it's a good time for a timeout. What do you think? What do you think, Reese? Timeout, Coach?
You got to do it now.
You know, Coach Bayshore's yelling at Petey to be strong. I agree. Petey just being lackadaisical with it, and you got to be strong. I just think a timeout here would be good to calm our – Jesus, Pete.
What happened?
Why? I don't know. I heard a whistle. And then we throw it out of bounds. My goodness, guys. Come on. Three ball on the way up, and that's good. So Noah Walker with the three. Didn't you hear a whistle before?
I heard a whistle, and everyone started
stopping, and then patience here. Run some clock. foul on Peyton Judy. We are just coming unraveling right now. Right now, the Indians are just kind of they're starting to hurry themselves again, Maurice.
I really don't understand it. I mean, we're winning.
We're winning. We were up 10 points, and we had two chances, and now we're just sending them to the foul line.
They could be down five.
7-point game, 52-45, 5:34 to go here, Cal's Pharmacy scoreboard. I really like to see us take a timeout, I think, just to calm things down here. Comer makes it 52-46. The last two possessions have been not a good one for the Indians. Two turnovers, missed free throw, and an offensive rebound. So, and here's a three ball up and no good. Another off.
Nope, we got lucky there.
And what are we doing? We just need to slow down. Shot, three ball up, and that's no good.
Timeout.
We need a timeout. I mean, Coach Bayshore, I know you want to play through it, but I think we need a timeout. That's a foul on number three. And that's going to send, actually is on Comer, going to be his fourth foul. Going to send Derek Judy to the foul line. 5:15 to go. We just need to calm down. We got one. All right, we're shooting two. Free throw up, and that was off, hard off the rim. Derek Judy at the line. Van Horn's going to come in and replace Comer, and Bikey comes in and replaces Indians with a 6-point lead. Second one. And they call that on Ryan Braun, and that's his fourth. So Indians have two with four, Ryan Braun with four, and Van Hoosen's going to the foul line to shoot two. 5:05. Van Hoosen up and good, and he's got five. Grant Kanapke's coming in to replace Judy. 52-47. 5:05 to go. Second free throw up, and it's good. It makes it 52-48. 4-point game. Just beat. What are we doing? We are just coming totally unglued. And then we don't find Woods. Three, no good. Rebound, Peyton. I think we need a timeout. Peyton Judy has it. 4:50 to go. Just run some offense. Take some time. What was that? Wow. I'm glad Peyton knew that, because if not, I would have been really upset. So we got 4:46 to go here, Calves Pharmacy. 30-second timeout. It's 52-48 Indians. Reese, we just need to really, really calm down, don't you think?
I mean, I don't know what we're all doing, but it's just, I don't know. Like you said, we just got to slow down. I don't think we should have took a timeout a while ago.
I agree. I thought, you know, but hopefully, you know, it's not one of those things that comes and bites you out later. So
it's only a 4-point game, and finally I think Bayshore realized we need to take one. And yeah, like you said, we're lucky Pete knew that was coming.
Yeah.
That's the easy, that's right out the back one, right back to,
yeah, he just threw it up. I didn't understand it. He just threw that thing right up. So Indians have it out of bounds. 4:46 to go, 52-48. Brian Braun triggered in, up, route, rolled around, no good off the rim, and Grant Kanacki just has a silly, silly foul. And Coach Bayshore points his head and says, think. So Grant fouled him about 50 feet away and going to send Bikey to the line to shoot two. So, and a chance to cut it to a one-possession game. Bikey makes the first one, makes it 52-49. 4:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. He makes the second one. makes it a one possession game, 52-50. Close to 5 second call. Run out it goes. Grant Konecki up and in. So makes it a 54-50. Bikey has it coming down the left side. Dribbles in. Out of control. Throws it out to Woods. Top of the key. Woods has it. Hands it off to Walker. In the corner to Bikey. Bikey loses a handle. And Grant Konecki just throws it away. Rebound Cade Wendell. So we got to take the good with the bad. We are in the lead here. Slow down, will you? Three ball on the way up. No good. Rebound battled for. Bikey has it. Get back. Woods has it. 4 minutes to go. 54-50. 3:55 to go. Woods has it at the center circle, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Bikey comes off a double screen. Traveled over to Woods. Woods on the right side. Thinks about a step back. Walker, three on the way. Air ball out of bounds. So Trevor Vaughn's going to come back in and replace Blaine Toby. 3:41 to go. 54-50. Indians in the lead. Indians just need to settle down here and run some offense because right now we have the lead. Be patient. PDG. Oh, my goodness. Grant Konecki gets blocked. Comes back the other way. Ryan Braun with his fifth foul. And Ryan Braun's going to foul out of this game. Another possession for the Indians that I don't understand why we did what we did. Right now, Peyton Judy, decision-making, he's throwing things away. So, I don't know.
It's Braun's fifth, it says.
Yeah, that's Ryan Braun's fifth.
Usually, well, it seemed like last year Ryan Braun was bank on the move. But
The bad thing right here is Ryan Braun's been our outlet guy on the break.
Yeah.
So this kind of concerns me a little bit. And it makes it 54-51, 3:27 to go.
And after this, if Trevor gets one more,
we're down.
We're down to probably Noah Lawrence would come back
in. I'm a guess. And just keep it, Petey, and run it. You're going to get fouled. And then he flops. So Petey and Judy go to the foul line. Need to knock these down. I just wish Peyton would just hand the ball to the ref, though, Reese. That bothers me.
Yep.
And I know about Coach Bayshore, and his leash is short. So Petey Judy going to the line, shooting two. First one's up, and it's good. Makes it 55-51. Peyton has 24 points. Peyton Judy to the foul line.
Hall Brothers.
Hall Brothers foul line. Thank you. Second one's up and good. Makes it 56-51. 3:21 to go.
Wow.
Oh, thank God, because Trevor lost his man and just put his hands up, and luckily they threw it into the wall about 18 feet up. So 3:18 to go. Jeez and Pete. Is that a foul or is he calling it out of bounds? He has called it out of bounds. Now, right now, I think we need to screen for Petey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know Grant is going.
Yeah, but we've ran that every time we've.
It's three short is what it is. Back it out.
Yeah, he's going for a while.
All right. Petey takes it in. He's got 27. Makes it 58-51. 3:09 to go. Indians in the lead. Nice job by Peyton Judy. And that's a travel. No call. Mills gets it. Mills has it. Picks up his dribble. Out to Bikey. Bikey has it. Outside shot goes. Good box out. It is good. Mills hits a deep three. Oh, my goodness. Cade Wendell on the run. Back it out, Cade. Good decision. Tall timeout, Coach. Get it out of the corner. Don't. Good rebound by Blaine Toby. I'll tell you what, we don't need that shot. And Coach Bayshore just told him, get your head. I mean, I understand your open, Reese, but you got to know the situation. Do you agree?
Yep, totally.
So Blaine Tubby with the hustle play. Come on, Blaine, knock down your free throw here, big guy. 58-54, Indians in the lead, 2:34. First one up, and it's no good. So foul line's been an issue here for the Indians every once in a while. Back in the lineup is Van Horn and Mills for the Green Wave. I'll tell you what, Walker, Noah Walker has made a couple big shots here at last few. Blaine Tubby up and good. So makes it 59-54, 2:34 to go. Indians leading. Ryan Braun has fouled out. Both teams shooting two the rest of the way. Marcus Woods across the timeline. Mills comes off a double, back over to Woods. Woods on the drive, throws it up. Oh,
wow.
My goodness. Crossed his body. He throws it. Just take your time now, Petey. 2 minutes. Back it out.
Yes.
And he finds Trevor Vaughn for a layup. Even though I know we want to attack, but geez, I'm Pete. 61-56, 2:05 to go. Man, Coach Bayshore's blood pressure's got to be a lot better than mine because I'd be pulling my hair out right now. Guess that's why he doesn't have any. Picked up out to Van Horn. Van Horn. Trevor inviting him to shoot the three. Up top it comes. Minnick on the left side. Hand off to Van Horn. Van Horn picks up his dribble. Right side Woods, and he traveled.
Timeout.
61-56. 1:40 to go here. Calves Pharmacy. Fourth quarter, full timeout. We'll take a break with them.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
And we're back here in Greenville, Green Wave, 56-61 score. Recovery up 5, a minute 40 left in the fourth quarter. And let's just slow it down.
Yeah, let's get a stop right here.
Yep,
and we'll get it back and shoot free throws. Oh, my goodness, about turned over there. Marcus Woods has it on the left side. Comes back up top the key. Double high ball screen set. Over it comes to Walker. He pitches it to Mills. Mills, three, ball up and good. So Mills drains a three. It makes it a two-point ball game.
Grant's got to go over top of that screen.
Grant Kanacki with it. Off to Peyton Judy. Peyton, be smart here.
Kick.
That's a kick. Oh, my God. And they don't call it a three ball by Walker. Up, and he banks it. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable that you don't call a kick ball. That is a kick ball, and the rest, unbelievable. This is one of the worst officiating crews I've ever seen. And I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of games, but these guys aren't very good.
Yeah,
wow.
Right with you.
That kicked right off the guy's leg. Hey, we got the ball. Fort Recovery got it. Hey, we got it.
Get out. There you go, Trev. Get out of the way. Oh, jeez.
Now what do we got a conference about? Unbelievable.
No, he's conference about if he has the line or not.
Be smart.
That's a foul.
As I say, he definitely got fouled. 62-61, 52.5 seconds to go here. Cal's Pharmacy and Comer just fouled out with 5 points. Five fouls, so Unbelievable series. Mills hits a three, and Paint Walker banks one in from about 32 feet. Peyton Judy going to line, shooting two. He's got 27 of the 61. Going to the foul line here. Come on, Petey, knock his down. First free throws up and good. Makes it 62-all. Indians need to get a stop here. And Petey needs to make this and be smart. Don't foul. Petey Judy with 28.
Everyone, if they do foul, everyone but Trevor.
Yeah, he's got to get him out, I think. If not, if we get a stop here, I don't want Trevor in there to touch the ball. Indians up 63-62, 48 seconds to go. Running a double for Mills. Back over to Woods.
Woods on the
drive. Kick out three. Get out, please. And he drains it. Bucket made. Petey Judy has it. Makes the Indians are down. He drives. And he gets it. Tie ball game. 65-all. 28 seconds to go. Unbelievable. Green Wave has made. We're going to take a timeout with him. It's 65-all. 27.9 to go.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service interval in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed.
All right, we're back here. 27.9 seconds here. Cal's Pharmacy scoreboard 65-all. Greenville shooting the heck out of the three ball tonight, and they've made three in the last probably minute and 13 seconds, maybe.
Yep. Bank shot and a wide open one.
Yep, they banked one in and hit a nice one off a curl and one off a kick out to the corner. Peyton Judy responds. He's got 31. Brought into Marcus Woods. Both teams with 10 team fouls. Marcus Woods coming across the timeline, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell pressures him, falls down. Comes to number three, Minnick. Minnick kicks it out to Mills. Mills has it.
Don't
Mills
put your
back
hands
to Woods. It. Woods has it. Screen coming. Woods on the drive. Four.
Wow.
Three-quarter court. Hits the rafters. We're going to get a shot. Ball goes
what
off the rafters.
What is that guy doing?
It should be side out of bounds, too.
So, yeah, that's what the college, though. Here we go, college guy finally.
Yeah, the college guy finally got it. So the old guy didn't even know it hit the ceiling. He's not sure he's at a basketball game or not. So the Indians call their timeout. That is going to be, I think, they have one left.
Yep.
And we're going to take one with them with 2.1 seconds to go. I tell you what, I think I just run Petey off of some
off
kind of
screen.
A back screen and try to hit him and, you know, and see what happens.
Yep.
So we'll take a quick break with them. 65-all.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Greenville, Green Wave, 65-all. 2.1 seconds left.
Yeah,
and
we did.
Just like we were talking about right at the when we were in commercial break, I'm hoping they get a screen for Pete somewhere in the back.
I'd say running off and,
and hopefully gets a chance.
Well, the good thing is if they call a charge, it'll be player control and it won't be at least, it won't be
you
the,
know what I mean?
Yeah. I think they're going to throw one long here to Grant Kanapke. Peyton Judy's taking it out of bounds. So
screen up by Cade.
When we take a poor shot, so I'm not sure that's what we planned, but it seemed like that might have been the option. So we're going to overtime here. We'll be right back on the Cal's Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard, 65-all.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SL package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, we need to protect the other way here, guys. We're back here live, Greenville. We're going into overtime. 4 minute overtime, 65-all. Been a wild, wild game, to say the least. Get up quicker. You got to jump quicker. I say when it leaves the hands, go.
Yep.
So Woods has it. High ball screen by Walker. Picks up his dribble. Kicked it out. It comes to Minnick. Minnick has it. Back up to Woods. At the volleyball line. Top of the key. Comes off a double screen. Brought inside to Van Hoosen. They're going at Trevor Vaughn. He goes straight up, and they call a foul on him. That's his fifth. That was absolutely terrible.
Can't do anything about it.
No, you can't. He was straight up. Some home cooking going on here for sure tonight. Norman went straight up, and he fouls out of the ball game. No Leonards comes in for him. So Van Hoosen shot up and good. Van Hoosen has seven, 66-65.
The only bad thing is Noah Leonards has not played for a good three quarter. So I don't know if he'd hopefully
foul. Miss, and there's a foul, and they don't call. Peyton Judy has it. Peyton goes in and gets fouled. He's going to shoot two.
Yep.
Right now, Peyton's like at an open gym. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's been kid it and just go to the rack. 66-65. Greenville with the lead. Peyton Judy going back to the foul line. Up and good. He's got 32. Make it 33. Indians have two guys on the bench with five fouls, and Ryan Braun and Trevor Vaughn both foul out tonight. So Peyton's up. Second free throw up and out. We're tied at 66-all. 3:26 to go. Marcus Wood across the timeline. And you know what's amazing? Cade Wendell, our most aggressive kid, has zero fouls. Yeah. How about that?
So that's incredible.
Marcus Wood drives right side, backs it back out to Van Horn. Van Horn being guarded by Noah Leonards. He traveled, no call. Marcus Wood backs it out, takes it back up top. Tie ball game, 3 minutes to go. Cade Wendell guarding him. Woods gets a ball screen. Back out top it goes to Walker.
I mean, to be honest, Cade could go try to get one, but I don't know if
it'll... Yeah, but they're shooting. Ah! We about had a jump by Kanapke.
Just because they had zero, there's always that chance that maybe they won't... Won't call it, but it's also... they go in for two free throws, so...
2:44 to go. 66-all here at Greenville High School. Cade Wendell guarding Marcus Woods. Over to Walker. Walker kicks it to Mills. Mills on the drive. Kicks it out to Van Horn. Van Horn. And we got a timeout. So Greenville will be taking a timeout, a full timeout. We'll take one with them. 66 all, 2:29 to go.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back. Tied 6-6 all. 2:29 left in OT. And Coach Bayshore called one. The guys, but just slow. Let's not be all run and jump and all that stuff. Just play defense, play with your feet, and let's get a stop.
Yeah, we need to get a stop here, and they're taking it out of bounds right in front of the scores table on the floor for the Indians. Derek Judy, Peyton Judy, Noah Leonards,
Grant Konecki,
and Man Bun Wendell.
With zero fouls.
Brought into Marcus Woods, top of the key. Comes across the timeline, gives it over to Mills. Back to Walker up top. Back
good job, Noah.
Noah Leonards with the steal. Nice job by Noah. They had the back door coming, and Noah did a nice job stepping in there. Petey Judy. Ball screen comes. Peyton drives, gets fouled. And
yeah!
Dang it. Good take. Peyton Judy gets to the hole. We got 2 minutes to go. It's 66 all. Peyton Judy going back to the foul line. Peyton's got 32. Come on here, man. Last time he split a pair. Indians shot up, and it's no good. Bikey's going to come back in the lineup for Minnick for Greenville. Bikey has been quiet this half. Peyton Judy needs to knock this down. Missed his last two free throws. Petey takes it up, and it's good. Indians up 67-66. 1:58 to go. Marcus Woods at the center circle, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Running a double screen over to Mills. Back to Woods. Woods drives in. Nobody can pass.
Wow.
And he misses a layup. Be patient here, Petey. We got a one-point lead. Break him down. You're going to get to the foul line. And he picks up his dribble. Oh,
good
my goodness.
Good
thing for a timeout, but I think that might be our last. Indians up 67. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one with them. 67-66, 1:38 to go here in overtime.
Marco.
Hello.
Marco.
Hello.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn.
Generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration, no downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
And we're back here in Greenville Green Wave.
And it is 67-66. Indians in the lead. 1:38 to go here in overtime. We have... you know, I think we maybe have one timeout, maybe none. I'm not sure. Greenville's probably got one. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of stats up here.
I don't think it even does it even say it there.
No, it doesn't. That's what I was looking for. We got a wrestler number up there, but no, I have no idea. So Indians need to take care of the rock here. I don't know if I like Peyton taking it out. I want my long kid there to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't,
get
to
it.
Be honest.
Brought in to Cade Wendell.
Yeah.
Indians probably going to run a set here. Cade Wendell, take your patience. Over to Petey Judy. Petey has it. They're giving him the drive to Noah Leonard.
There
he goes down the middle. Up and good. Peyton Judy with 35 now. Having a nice job offensively. A three-point lead for the Indians. They're 69-66. High ball screen. Marcus Woods kick out three balls. Loses the handle. Bikey up. No good. Fought four. That's got to be a foul on Mills. Number 10 on. That's right. I should have been an official, Reese. jack of all trades, master of none, and that's going to be foul number one on Kyle Mills. Grant Konafke is going to go to the foul line and shoot a free. You know, this is the type of team that Peyton Judy can have a breakout game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Offensively, yeah. Because they don't like to defend. He can get to the rack all right. And Grant makes the free throw, and he's got 15. So, I mean, but this is the type of team. I'm not shocked that Peyton has 35 right now.
Not shocked at all.
Grant Konafke's second one up, and it's good. So it makes it 71-66, two-possession game, 105 to go. Marcus Woods brings it across the timeline.
Possession of the game right here.
Gives it to Walker, over to Woods. Woods has it. He steps back, drives, goes up, throws it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Eric Brown bails him out. Wow. Again, Eric Brown, we're all here to watch you make your call. Unbelievable.
We should interview him after the game.
Well, I hope we never have a sponsor by Farmer Brown's food place because what I've seen tonight's been horrific. So Woods is going to the line. 52.1 second. And Woods misses it. So the ball does not lie there to the official. 71-66, 52 seconds to go here. Indians in the lead. Second free throw up, and it's good. It makes it 71-67. Got a two-possession game right now. The key is get the ball in bounds and make free throws. Brought into Peyton Judy. They're double-teaming him. He splits them. Now back it out. Peyton, get it out. Good decision by Grant. And then they foul Derek Judy, which probably is a good foul for them. Derek's 0 for 2. And he's going back to the line. So, Chase Bruns, shout out to you listening. Derek Judy going to the foul line. First free throw up and good. So that freshman drills it. Makes it 72-67. 44.9 seconds to go here. Indians with a two-possession lead. Derek Judy eyes it, lets it go. Hall Brothers, and he makes it. So two huge free throws by the freshman. Makes it a 73-69, seven game. Woods in, and he scores. And then we bring it in to Peyton Judy, and he gets fouled. Got a little text from Chase Bruns with a little obscenity. Not a real big fan of the official that just made the last call. So I got a feeling at one point or another, Chase Bruns probably got called for a blocking foul by him. So Peyton Judy's going to go to the line, number 13. Noah Walker just fouled out. He's got five. He made a big three. He's the one that banked it in right before overtime. So Peyton Judy going to the line, 73-69. Peyton with 35. Make it 36. Makes it a 74-69 game, two-possession game. Indians need this one right here. Randy Ramble says, put them on the bus. Bigger Alf. Next free throw up and good. It makes it a six-point game. 75-69. Get a rebound here, and this is nothing but over, and we got a timeout by Greenville. Greenville makes a timeout here. 30-second. We're going to stay with them. So 75-69, 30.6 seconds. Peyton Judy with a career-high 37 points for the Indians. Again, you know, the Indians showing enough composure, at least, to, you know, maintain this game.
Especially off of Friday.
Right.
Friday, Saturday. I bet some of them are just dead.
And, you know, we got two kids fouled out. They got two kids fouled out. We just got to be strong with the ball here.
Yep.
So, Indians, 30.6 seconds left to go on 2-0 on this young season. This will be a nice road win for them.
For sure.
Fought through some adversity, fought that through some refereeing. I mean, so, you know, it's one of them games where you just have to play, and they've done that. Some guys have made good contributions. Noah Leonard's made a huge steal on that backdoor play.
Sure.
That was big.
That was huge.
And then he just gets his hands on another one. Picked it up. Over to Derek Jeter.
Stay on your feet.
Let him shoot that. Three-point Bikey up. That's good. So that makes it a three-point game. Bikey does it again, and he's got 18 off the bench. Full timeout by Greenville. And there's 14.7 left. I'm real curious about how many timeouts are left. We'll take a break here with him, Reese, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
We're back here live, Greenville High School, 75-72, 14.7 seconds left. Hey, Reese, you think Neil's going to pay you overtime tonight?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Neil over there, and there's no way he's paying you any extra tonight. So, 14.7 seconds. Indians got to get it in bounds here.
I think it's like a 30-second delay on.
Oh, is it?
He's fighting.
He's hearing it right now. He'll just heard it down. He's laughing. So, Indians going to trigger it in here. Cade Wendell brings it in. Gets it into Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy gets fouled. And Derek's going to go to the line. If Derek can make at least one of these, it's a two-possession game. So, we need him to knock down. Last time he went up calm and cool and knocked him down. So, Derek Jeudy, the freshman, has 4 points. Cade Wendell, still unbelievable. He's played the whole ball game, has not come out, and he's got one foul. And the freshman nails another one. Ice in his veins down the stretch. He went 0-2 to start the game and has gone 3-3 here in overtime. So big-time play here, and he makes another. So he goes 4-4, and it's a two-possession game. Indians shouldn't even have to take it out of bounds. I don't think Greenville has a timeout. Three ball up, air ball, and this one's going to be the Indians. That went off white, so that's going to do it. So great win here by the Indians coming back in overtime and winning this baby. Mike Bayshore's got to be happy to escape out of here with this one, and Woods is going to foul Grant Konafke. Greenville's going to fall to 0-2, and the Indians are going to go to 2-0. 77-72. Wow. A lot of happy Indians fans right now. And those listening out there, Buckeyes were up by like 21-3 at one point. I'm not sure what it is
now. J.T. Bear end up starting?
I don't know. I hope not. Grant Konafke, free throws up and good. I tell you what, Indians made clutch free throws down the stretch.
Especially the freshman or
freshman,
Jeudy.
A sophomore, Derek Jeudy went 4-4. And
Grant's doing well.
Will Holman, the student leader here.
Talk.
And that's going to do it. 79-72. Indians win tonight. Good job by the Indians here. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back, and we'll have some final stats and hopefully Coach Bayshore.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
All right, we're back here live at Greenville High School. Indians get a nice overtime win here, 79-72. Before we get Coach Bayshore up here, I'd like to announce state football championship coverage on Fort Recovery Radio. The Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting all seven state championship football games this weekend with the official OHSAA network. All games will be in the archives in their entirety. 7:30 p.m., D3, Dresden Tri-Valley, and Trotwood Madison joined in progress after the boys' game tonight from Greenville. And again, another couple MAC championships in football. Just unbelievable, Reese. 134 championships now for the MAC.
Yep. It's almost, I mean, it's always been one of those things. I don't know how everyone is, but it's like once we get eliminated, you always want the MAC. It seems like I'm always like that. You always want the MAC to win, just represent the MAC. It's different to all people, but there's teams that we hate off the MAC, but when they one of us eliminate, we're just the MAC and they go represent also. I think both Minster, Mayor, and local represent as well. So
yeah, I agree. And again, you know, the Indians with a big win tonight. Yep. I mean, they had fought through some adversity, and it was great to see him win tonight, 79-72. We also like to thank one of our sponsors, Reisner Energy Products, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, in the Industrial Park in Coldwater, 419-678-4858. Trained Comfort Specialist, Generic Power Pro Dealer, ReisnersEnergyProducts.com. So we'll take a quick break. The team's coming out. We'll expect Coach here just shortly.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Marco.
Hello.
Marco.
Hello.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Hello.
But with a Generac automatic generator, Reisner Energy, you can go with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration, no downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
All right.
We're back. Yep. You can go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Reese. We're back here. Greenville High School. We're waiting for Coach Bayshore to come up for a post-game interview. Again, Indians win 79-72. I think Grant Kanacki had 17, and Petey Judy led us with 37 big ones. So as we're waiting for Coach Bayshore to come on the radio, I say great win for the Indians, yeah, Reese.
For sure. I mean, hard to fall back Friday, Saturday. I mean, Bayshore, I don't think he could be any more happy than other than taking in the OT and about pulling out his, even though he doesn't have any hair, but.
So we're joined here with Coach Bayshore. Wow.
You don't do anything easy?
No, we don't. Well, we're joined here by Coach Bayshore. Coach, you got to be happy with this win.
Yeah. You know, we did a really nice job for something that we're not really used to down the an overtime of handling their pressure. not turning the ball over, and we made some free throws down the stretch. You know, I looking back on it, there was a stretch there where we were up 10 and they started to claw back in it. Maybe I should have took a timeout there. I was trying to – I knew at the end that we're not really good in those situations, so I was trying to save them. My staff, to their credit, was like, take a timeout, take a timeout, take a timeout. And then I don't know how many more threes somebody
could bank. Oh, my goodness. How many did they have for the game, you know?
Yeah, but they were,
we don't have any stats.
They were
banked in.
They were banking them in. It's like
– and I'll tell you what do you say about the freshman, though? They're coming in and made four free throws in a row in crunch time when he
– he gets the worst fouls called on him. I mean, because we would have him on the floor all the time. But you're right. He makes four clutch free throws. He didn't shy – that's the thing about him. He didn't shy away from the basketball.
Right.
And then to be honest with you, we lose two starters for a big part of that end of the game in overtime. And then that's the second night in a row. Noah didn't play hardly the whole game. He come in, he got a big rebound.
Right.
He got
made
a steal.
Great steal.
I mean, that's what we talk about is when your number's there, you step in and do it, you know. And it's I don't know.
I'll tell you what, they weren't making it easy on you for this homeoming. And, you know, I don't think you're going to go buy many Farmer Browns tomorrow morning, are you?
Oh, my goodness.
So, but you got to be happy. Peyton Judy with a big game. And, you know, this is the kind of game Peyton can excel because they play a lot like a city team.
Mm-hmm.
And Petey did a nice job finishing for you. So tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, I looked up a couple times and I seen, like, there's no way he's got 30-some points. It's like he just kept making them and making them. And then to be, you know, Grant didn't play that well in the first half, but the second half he ended up having a nice game for us. He settled down too. Credit to them, they took us out of everything we wanted to run tonight.
They did.
I mean, we couldn't get into our basic set. We couldn't get into anything. Some of that stuff we ran down in the overtime with trying to get PD isolated a little bit. You know, we that worked out well for us. But like I said, we couldn't get in anything, and those Greenville kids don't quit.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Quit. And they definitely wanted to speed you up, and at times they did. But I enjoy this one tonight. I know next week we're back.
Yeah.
You got Mac game next week?
Just Jefferson.
So I know Coach Hubbard's been preparing for them this evening. He's been texting me. So great win.
Thank you.
Good luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate you guys doing the game, too.
Thank you.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.